Just trying to get the order right before we go on. So we are now on record. And what we'll do is we'll go around the table and introduce ourselves for the record. Okay. And then you'll have 15 minutes to let us know what you think the values are of your properties.
For a property?
Technically, yeah.
I
mean, you only signed up for one 15-minute slot for
That's
four
fine.
Properties,
That's
but.
Fine.
So we'll, you know, we'll give you time.
Okay.
And then if we go in order by parcel to parcel, it'll make it easier for me to write the minutes down.
Okay.
And then the board may have some questions at the end, and then they'll recess and go into deliberative session. They'll send notices out, to you at the end of once they make a decision, and it'll be by certified mail, and it'll be within 14 days of the end of the hearings. So if the hearings go for another 2 weeks, it'll be 14 days after that.
Do you want to have the question and answer after we discuss each parcel, or do you want to have it at the end?
That might be easier, yeah.
Yeah, because then we're thinking
yep.
about that part.
So if we start with the vacant site.
We're going to introduce.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
And I'm a lister.
Robert Vickery, town assessor.
Jerry Garrels, lister.
Donald Harrington, owner.
Victoria Harrington, property management.
Okay. All right.
It's
there
all
you go.
And we're starting at the Zero Heineberg
yep.
property.
Yep.
Oh, I think as a vacant property, it's a very difficult property to develop. It's got a mobile home on it right now, and it's got not very good access to it. It has you have to channel in. It doesn't have road frontage, and it has and the septic system isn't even on its property. So I think it's a difficult site to develop, and isn't comparable to a normal site that goes for $200,000. And $200,000 is a lot for a site, a building site. So I would say that it is overvalued. I guess that's what I have to say about it. Do you have anything to add?
Just looking at other comps for lots in Colchester, it's more in like the 100 range. I saw another one that was bigger, that was 125. So I think 200 is definitely over.
Assessed for 125?
No, for sale.
Okay.
Not assessed.
Do you know the address of that?
It's on Zillow.
Look it up.
I can look it up.
So below average lot in Colchester.
Are we talking about this one here?
Yes.
See that?
Yeah. What's the address, Jerry?
Well,
she's looking at the
Zero Heineberg is what I'm looking at. So here, the comp
I'm
talking about. I just want to make sure that we're on the same page as far as what lot we're talking about.
So the septic right now is on 426. So there's no place for septic, and that's.
And you've got a right of way for that.
Yes.
Easement for the septic.
Okay. Yes. My son owns 426, and we bought it from the same person, so I'm not really sure how the easements were, but I think they are. And the septic is, that system is shared with the 414.
Make it complicated, huh?
What?
Gotta make it complicated.
Yes, it's a complicated little
yeah.
collection of housing. Okay.
That is.
That's okay. Do you recall the street or anything about it or the price?
It was $125.
And it was in Colchester?
I believe so, yes.
I couldn't find it in multiple listing. But that doesn't mean anything.
Right.
Can you run out and get it from the car?
Yes.
No rain yet out there? Oh, sounds like it's good.
No, it's coming in. I think it's going to come in hard.
Does the town have a generator here? Or are we going to be without
power?
Yeah. Without AC.
Oh, that's okay.
I didn't sign up for that, Bob.
No.
Do you have any more questions on that property?
No, I think it would be helpful to see.
Got a sale.
It's actually in Winooski.
Okay.
I can only find ones in Winooski and Milton.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
It's hard to find a building lot in Colchester.
Overly any gardens.
And these are pretty small building lots too.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any more questions on that one.
What's the address, Jerry, on that one?
This one is 165 East Spring Street. And they've had to...
Oh, that was... I just showed that.
Did you? Yeah.
Are you a realtor, too?
I am.
Yeah, that's the name.
Which helps, because we understand taxation and values.
And you built right next to this place.
And we built right next to you.
Did you sell them all, or did you rent
them? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any more questions on that one?
Well, so let's go to the mobile home at 416.
Well, mobile homes typically go down in value the older they get. And this is one that I would like to... as soon as these people are done with it, throw out and maybe put something more substantial there. So I don't know why the mobile home almost tripled in value.
I can answer that for you.
Yeah.
Basically, our sales of our mobile homes in Colchester really range on the low value about $65,000 to the high value of $200,000.
Okay.
Right now, and the
that's
without the land, just the mobile home.
Yeah.
The average sale price of a mobile home right now in Colchester is over $100,000. It's around $110,000. So,
really?
Yeah. So when you go into
anybody want to buy this mobile home?
Yeah. So when you go when we go in the parks and look at all the sales in the parks, we're seeing that, and that's primarily because of the what's happened with the first time buyer homes.
Yeah.
And the prices of those have gone up so much.
Yeah, they're up to like $300,000, $250,000.
$500,000 for a raised ranch. So you're looking at not a lot of those on the market.
Yeah.
Very high price for those. So the next affordable thing would be condos, and the next affordable thing would be mobile homes. And so that trickles down to a higher value in mobile homes. The other thing is the manufacturing has gone up for a brand new mobile home. So 10 years ago, you could get a brand new mobile home for $100,000. Now a brand new mobile home delivered and put on a site is $200,000.
But this is a 20-year-old
home. Right, so
it hasn't been put on the site very well.
Right, so you start at the 200 for a brand new one, price per square foot. And then we line up the mobile homes based on age of sales. So we go from, you know, brand new 2026 mobile home, you know, 2021 or 2020 mobile home, 2015, 2010. We line all the sales up like that. And you can see the depreciation in the mobile homes, the dropping in value.
Right.
And so typically you have about a 1 to 1.5% for the first couple of years, then a 1%, and then like 0.75%. So it curves out. What we've seen now is that we have that drop maybe for the first 5 years, then it starts to flatten out a lot sooner. So we don't have that deep curve we normally see with the mobile homes. Whereas a 20-year mobile home could be, you know, reduction in value 50%. Now that 20-year mobile home, the reduction in value is more like 15%. So it's a huge difference
this
in the market.
20 plus, I'm not really sure of the year, but it's pretty old.
And yeah.
You assessed that $34,000, and then you said over 10 years to flatten, so it should flatten at $34,000.
Well, I'm saying when we stratify them by age, those sales by age, that curve is flatter than it used to be. It used to be dropped steeply. And so
I'll go with flat from 34, like completely flat.
We're starting at 200.
Oh.
So the new home was starting at 200,
but
and
that's
then 5 year
different
home.
Beast, the new one. There's different windows.
Yeah, but it's the
insulated
same.
Insulated windows. There's
right.
Different heating systems. There's different plumbing. There's different.
That's built into that depreciation.
It's a whole different.
Right, but it's built into the depreciation. When you look at a brand new mobile home selling for $200,000. One that's 20 years old now selling for $130,000, $140,000. One that's, you know, 40 years old selling for $90,000. That's that depreciation. So that's included in that. So that new plumbing, new, you know, PEX piping, whatever, and better insulation for the new one versus the 40-year-old one, that's built into that depreciation curve. So when we line them up by age and get that depreciation and we apply that. So for instance, yours is a 1997 is what we have on record.
And that's almost 30 years old.
Yeah, but in this market today, it's only depreciating 10 to 15% for a mobile home that's that age. Whereas 10 years ago, that would have been depreciated 40%. So the market's changed dramatically, and it's changed because the demand is there.
So is there more mobile homes going in these days?
We have about 650 mobile homes in Colchester, and we're not increasing that number. It's pretty been that way for 20 years.
Yeah.
We have a lot of mobile home sales and a lot of mobile home like market data.
Yeah.
For that. And you know, you could have a mobile home that sells for $60,000, and then the next one, right next to it, same age, sells for $130,000.
But to bring this one up and to like just change the windows would be $15,000 to $20,000, and the doors and just the floor, it would just take so much to bring this up.
I understand. And when we look at sales of mobile homes that are 30 years old, you know, we're $100,000.
I mean, they should be thrown out at 30 years. I mean, they weren't meant to last more than 30 years. They were meant to be tossed.
Yeah, traditionally, but in this market, it's not the case.
But they still should be tossed. I mean,
well, there's just no housing. That's the real problem.
Well, there's no housing, but the depreciation is a real thing and really happens quickly to mobile homes.
Yeah. Yeah, in this market, it's saying that it's not as a big deal as it used to be. This market's saying that people are ignoring that depreciation.
So, if these people are out, when they move out, I mean, it's a single mother and I'm giving them a really good deal on their rent. And when they move out, we'll probably just pull it off and throw it out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
because I'm not going to put $100,000 into fixing it up.
Yeah. Try to sell it.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, I think it would, like, if you start pulling on it, it'll just fall apart. It'll break in half. All right, that's what I got to say. Do you have anything to add, Tony? Oh, we have comps on mobile homes.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
But one in Colchester that's being listed for $59,000, and they just had to price cut it. And that was built in 2013.
What's the address on that?
704 Bean Road.
Is this for us to put on the file?
Yeah, you can put it on the file.
Oh, that'd be great. Thank you.
Yeah, and even this one is an older one, but it's listed for $70,000, and that's 104 Lexington Road in Colchester.
This Bean Road must be on owned land, is it?
It is.
It is.
Yeah.
I wonder if that...
That can't be for the land, too.
No.
Okay. So 398.
Yeah, we think it's just modestly overpriced at 450. We think it's closer to 375. Main reason is it's an older, non-desirable raised ranch, right on a busy road, which is another non-desirable feature of the place, with a lot of high volume traffic and noise right there, and they're hard to rent right there. We've had it been vacant for many months. And as you know, in a raised ranch, a lot of the living space is below grade, so it's not necessarily a desirable living area downstairs. You know, you have your moisture problems and possible bug problems and stuff at a lower level.
Huh. And you can't get that driveway to be on Leroy Drive Court.
So that neighborhood right to the
right.
I don't know. I haven't explored that, but there's a power pole with a cord right there.
Oh, yeah.
Which we would have to kind of move that, but
yeah.
And I don't know whether I could pull it out onto like my easement over the other, but then it would be in a different area.
Awkward.
But it's really kind of dangerous being. I mean, that's a fairly major road, especially in the morning.
Pulling out and in that driveway too. Yeah.
And raised ranches aren't, I don't know, I mean, you could speak to how desirable raised ranches are. I mean, Colchester's got a lot of raised ranches, but.
A lot of people don't have a choice right now.
That's part of the problem.
Yeah.
The lack of available housing in the whole state of Vermont has driven these prices to crazy numbers.
Right.
And that's part of the problem.
Well, you don't have to echo that by raising all the values.
Well, but that's what they're selling for. That's the problem.
Well, you're backing them up by bringing the assessment.
We have no choice because it's state law. So, vicious cycle. All right.
And I may be able to put more housing on that. So.
Is that road a private road? Or is that a town road, do you know?
Leroy?
Yeah.
The town plows that.
Town plows that?
I have nothing to do with that road.
No, but does the town plow it?
I don't know. I pay for the people to plow.
Leroy is just like north of the property, right?
Who plows this?
I have no idea.
No, who lives in that house? Tenants?
The 398 you access from Heineberg.
No, I know. I understand.
But if you, if the lot size with the 190 feet of frontage and 50 feet of frontage on Heineberg, you might, with a GD1, that might give you enough frontage on the public road, and then your density of 16,000 square feet. We'd have to check the density, but that potential for second lot.
Because he has 90
But then
feet
the septic is a problem.
Then the septic
I'm waiting
is a problem,
for the,
yeah.
the septic line to come there, but I guess it's not coming that direction.
Yeah, that's true. The location of the septic would be a problem.
Is it ever coming down through there?
Someday we hope. I've been in Colchester 40 years. We've been hoping for a long time.
Yeah.
43 years.
So, I don't know. It was a big backyard. Got my interest perked. Okay.
All right.
Yeah, so that one, we just don't think it's that desirable being so close to the road.
Yeah, makes sense.
And 414, again, just a modest, we think you're modestly overpriced at 325. I mean, at 375, we think it's worth closer to 325. And that being is it's an extremely small, compact house.
Is it really four bedrooms in that little space?
It's kind of three bedrooms.
Bedrooms, yeah. It must be permitted septic for that, but...
Yeah. Three bedrooms. And it doesn't have... Again, with the septic's not on his property, and it has an easement to even get to the property because the property is owned by, the easement is owned by 414, which is just a thin easement. So it's kind of like an isolated cube in the back there. Mm-hmm. So
where is the septic on those properties then?
426.
Off that little lot?
It's as you go in the driveway, it's on the left.
Oh, okay. It's
the house.
Okay. The house that's on. Okay.
It's the front Heineberg.
Yeah, the 426, which my son owns. I bought them all off of Sam Handy a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. And there's a septic system in the back just for the front house, and then there's a system behind that that's for the two houses in the back. So there's no place for a septic on the site, there's no frontage, and it just relies on a skinny easement to get back to it, and it's a real postage stamp lot.
Yeah.
And the house is extremely small, too.
I wish I could say I'm leaving for a lunch date, but I'm leaving for a doctor's appointment.
Well, thank you for coming.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
But just go ahead. Keep.
And if there's anything else you want to add to the four properties?
No, that's about it.
Okay. We can
What about John? Unless you have more questions for us.
Nope.